This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House is pushing back against the notion that the absence of several key leaders from this week's Summit for the Americas amounts to a backslide for democracy. Administration officials with U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday sought to play up efforts on food security, climate, and other areas to be discussed at his week's summit to address the region's struggles. As President Joe Biden arrived in Los Angeles for the summit, top advisors argued the summit wasn't a lost cause just because Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and other leaders have decided to stay away from the gathering over the U.S., excluding Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Migration has taken center stage at an assembly of Western Hemisphere leaders, reflecting its emergency as a top foreign policy issue at this week's summit, but it's largely been overshadowed by the differences on Biden's invitation list. Leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, each critical to regional migration, are skipping the Summit of Americas, depriving Biden of symbolic heft and unity amid photo opportunities and pageantry. Voters went to the polls on Tuesday, and Biden says they sent a clear message, Steve Herman reports.
Speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One to head to the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, U.S. President Joe Biden made a brief statement to reporters about the previous day's elections in California, Iowa, New Jersey, and four other states.
I think the voters sent a clear message last night. Both parties have to step up and do something about crime as well as gun violence.
The president is calling on states and localities to spend billions of dollars already allocated to hire more police officers and reform